Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Who doesn't know how to do the electric slide? Oh, I'll tell you who. Angelina Jolie.
What?
So her daughter, Zahara, got accepted to Spelman College, which is a historically black college for liberal arts for women. And she's there celebrating, and everybody's doing the electric slide. And there's this video, and she's on the dance floor doing the electric slide, too, except she's not doing the electric slide. And they're all giving her high fives and congratulating her. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Nobody else here realizes that Angelina Jolie doesn't know how to do the electric slide?
Wait a minute. So they're high-fiving and congratulating Angelina Jolie for being out there on the dance floor with them?
Yes.
Yes. Even though she didn't get into any college.
No. Right. Just Sahara. Right.
It's so funny. And that just goes to show you that how much of an alien people that are rich and famous are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're high-fiving her for dancing with her family because she actually got out there. And she doesn't know the dance because she's never been exposed to it. Angelina Jolie has never had to exist in a world where she would be expected to get up and do the electric slide or the cha-cha.
So all I kept thinking about is like, wait a minute. She's never gone to a wedding where they do the electric slide. And I go, wait a minute. Do celebrities not do the electric slide at the wedding? Like when J-Lo and Ben Affleck have their like the big party ceremony that they're planning, No one's going to do the electric slide?
Well, it's going to be in Georgia. So they're probably going to do the get up or the wobble. It could be regional. They're going to do something. They've got to know one of these dances, right? Angelina Jolie, I mean, imagine what would have happened to her if she had to go out and survive, like, and be exposed to where people were just hanging out and looking to fill time. If she went to Carlos and Charlie's, she's going to be expected to do the Macarena.
She definitely doesn't know how to do the Macarena. Do you think she knows how to do the YMCA?
I'm confused about the fact that most of these songs, they tell you what to do in the dance.
I want to see her do the twist and shout. I want to see her do the twist and see if she can do it. There's no world, if she can't do the electric slide, that she can do the twist.
The most embarrassing person at your wedding reception is the most famous person.
Yeah, definitely.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
One of the healthiest activities you can do is probably something you've been doing since you were a kid. And when you were a kid, you did it just for fun. So funny, Raven. Jump roping. I used to love to jump rope when I was a kid. I remember on the playground, we used to do the double dutch. We used to get it all going.
Could you double dutch?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I could too, actually, believe it or not. So I came from a school where it was ingrained in us that, jump roping was pretty serious. And we used to do this jump rope for life thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it fought like, raise money for cancer research or something like that. But we would jump rope for like 2 days.
Wow.
At my school. And I swear, I mean, one day I jumped rope for like 17 hours.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it for 17 minutes now to save my life. But I mean, again, 17 hours. Like, I did that back in the day. That was something I accomplished.
You must have been incredibly svelte because according to the people on the internet, these are some of the benefits of jump roping.
Jumping rope burns calories like crazy. In fact, research has shown that jumping rope can help you burn over 1,000 calories in an hour.
That is legit. 1,000 calories in an hour is no small feat.
Yeah, jumping rope for an hour is no small feat either.
No.
But it's pretty serious.
All right, but there's more benefits that we're going to get to in just a second, but we have producer Sean here. I did steal this jump rope from my toddler, so it's a little shorter than I imagined it would be on Sean.
You're going to end up killing this dude here, and it doesn't even have one handle on one side.
Why do jump ropes always lose one handle? Yeah, you ever notice that?
Yeah.
I
mean, there's not a lot of technology holding it in there, right? It's just a knot at the end of the rope.
All right. Sean, I'm going to set a timer. Let's see how long you can jump rope while we continue talking about jump roping. We're filming all of this. It's going to go up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. Ready, go. All right. Oh, look, he's doing the single one, not even the double one. Oh, that was 5 seconds. That was 5 seconds. Keep going, Sean. Keep going. All right, while Sean is trying to conquer that, what are the other benefits of jump roping?
Jumping rope improves your cardiovascular health. Simply put, jumping rope is phenomenal for your heart health.
Why does Sean take off his glasses?
He's got to get focused. He doesn't want him to catch on anything, right? So he's got to get a good volley going, basically, with his... Yeah.
He doesn't really have the coordination, which I believe jumping rope is supposed to help.
I think it would have helped, again, if the jump rope wasn't 36 inches long. I mean, that would probably be more easy for him.
Jumping rope increases your agility. Jump rope helps you improve coordination.
Do you feel like you're coordinated right now? Oh, he's got it. No, he doesn't.
I mean, again, it's so short.
Yeah.
It's like you brought him a string.
Well, now here's something I thought was really interesting.
Jumping rope can be meditative.
What?
Yeah.
It's meditative?
You get focused.
Well, it's true. You ever see, if you go like on Instagram or on TikTok and you watch the professional jump ropers and they're doing the thing where it's going side to side and then they're like doing the kicks and the high kicks and they're doing all the crazy like kind of stunts?
You know what? Listen, if you are spending your time, you know, on YouTube watching people jump rope.
Yeah. It really is fascinating. It should be an Olympic sport. I don't understand why it's not.
Because they have other things like archery, gymnastics, you know.
Yeah. Sean took off his shoes to jump rope now. Look, he's still going, though. Hold on.
Look at, now he's got a better rhythm. Look at him. But his shoes were too low. Now he's got a good rhythm. Look at him go.
But the internet guy says one other thing is really important about jump roping and all its benefits.
Jumping rope is fun.
It's fun. And Sean has a huge smile on his face. Sean, are you having fun?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess I don't know. It looks like you're having fun. Yeah, do the running one. That's the one I would do. The one where you run when you're doing it. All right. Yeah, right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts right now? You see somebody do something or say something, and you don't even know anything about them, but that's really all you need to know about them. 1-800-330-9999. Danielle.
If you get out of the car in a drive-thru fast food line, that's all I need to know about you.
It makes me immediately nervous. If I see somebody get out of a car to drive through line, right? I mean, if they're coming from the passenger side, then I figure that they're just jumping out to run to the bathroom. That's one thing. But if I see any door on the side of the car, the driver's side, then yeah, that makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
People are trapped behind you. These drive-thrus, for the most part, are kind of like tight lanes, and they have like bumpers on both sides. You're stuck. Like, it's not like you can go around. It's not like you can leave. But sometimes I have to get out because I'm too far away from the window. My arms are too short. And then I have to like open the door and kind of like half get out to get the food.
It's true. Like sometimes it's the same thing at the ATM or the pharmacy.
Oh gosh.
Like you get up and you think you're so close to it.
And you're not.
And then you're not enough. And then you drop something.
I can't remember the last time I went to an ATM that I didn't have to get out of the car.
Right.
It's like I can't do it.
It's scary though. Mm-hmm. Stay in a car, drive-through person.
Austin, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you order steak at a fish restaurant, that's all I need to know about you.
I thought that steak and fish restaurants, though, can be interchangeable. I feel like if you go to a high-class steak restaurant, it also has good fish.
In a good fish joint, it's got to have a decent steak.
Yes, right?
Because you need an alternative. If you don't eat seafood, you're the person that got dragged there with the party. They still want you to get a quality prime or something like that so that you're going to not mind coming back, right? The steak and the fish both have to be good. And there's always a chicken option.
And there's always a vegetarian pasta option, right?
And that's it. But one of each. One of each.
I don't know if we agree with you, but thank you.
I mean, now I'm hungry for either steak or seafood.
Rebecca, that's all I need to know about you.
If you don't tell the truth to the doctor about how many drinks you have a week, that's all I need to know. I'm a nurse, and I don't understand why people lie.
I mean, not for nothing. Those boxes don't give you a lot of room. It's like, do you have 2 drinks a night? Do you never drink? Like, it's just the craziest range. So anything over, like, you have 2 drinks a week, all of a sudden you're checking a box that makes you look like you're a roaring alcoholic.
But it was when they ask you to your face. This was new for me. I never lie for the most part about like the drinking or smoking. I mean, whatever.
I mean, you're an adult.
But they asked, I'm a grown-up. But they asked me how much I weighed. And I knew they were trying to figure it out. And I was about to go in for surgery. So I was like, normally I'd shave 5 pounds off for just like a normal life in my mind. I guess in my head, I always say like with clothes, even if I weigh myself naked in the morning when I first wake up. I'll say to myself, right, but I'm probably 3 pounds lighter after I go to the bathroom, even though I don't know.
That is a terrible joke to make as a woman. Like, I mean, that is a disgusting guy joke.
No, I don't even, it's
with
not even
clothes.
Real. In my head, I always think like, okay, I'm probably 3 pounds lighter than I am right now. But like when they asked me that, I got terrified. I'm like, can I just get on the scale? Because I didn't want to tell them the wrong amount and then they didn't give me the right amount of medicine. And then I would be awake during the surgery.
Oh my gosh. You're crazy.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
With clothes.
With clothes.
Who knew there was a with and without clothes answer?
I had breakfast. Does that count? Should I subtract a pound for that?
This is a really heavy belt.
What do you mean you don't want me to take my shoes off? No, I'm going to take my shoes off. What are the red flags that your significant other is cheating? There's this woman that went viral on TikTok. She posted this video talking about a situation she was in. Ready for it?
Go.
Yeah.
I had been talking to this guy on Tinder. I said, oh, do you mind if I just use your bathroom? And he's like, yeah, cool. It's just down the hallway. So went into the bathroom. And as I'm looking around, I see this towel covering this. It was a shelf.
A towel covering a shelf.
Thank you, because I can't understand half of what she's saying. Where is she from?
Australia.
Okay.
So she went into the bathroom with this guy, and there was a towel covering the shelf.
Okay.
All right. So, now, first of all, I think this is weird, because if you see a towel covering a shelf, do you look under it if you're in somebody else's bathroom?
You got to know what's under there. What's the mystery that's under there, right?
I looked over. There was like two toothbrushes in the toothbrush holder. One of them was pink. I'm like, what the heck? And like I saw hair products and stuff. And he's bald, so he doesn't need that stuff.
She found two toothbrushes and hair products.
I mean, if you find a shelf full of somebody else's stuff, you're in somebody else's house, lady.
100%.
Right.
So then she confronts him.
Yeah.
Like when I came out, I'm like, hey, I've got a question for you. Are you in a relationship? And he's like, yeah, okay, yeah, sorry, I'm married.
I like the fact that this guy thought that he could hide his wife by putting a towel over her toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was so lazy that he didn't want to clear off the shelf for his little bit of, you know, when he's got a date coming over. I mean, seriously. The funny thing is that even though I couldn't understand half of what she said, I can understand when she hits the point where she's mocking men, because that sounds universally the same, right?
Yeah,
it's the same. Doesn't matter what language it is or whatever. Yeah. Aliens could show up here, and if they do that, we'll know that they're talking about the male species on their planet.
So trending on TikTok was like the red flags of your significant other cheating, because she said if there's a toothbrush that belongs to a woman. And yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
no
thanks.
Kidding.
Right.
I mean, what, are you serious?
Right. If there's another car in the driveway and it says Mrs. on it, right. No, that would be a good flag. But
no, there's real red flags that you got to look out for. Not just like, yeah, her stuff is there. She lives there.
Yeah. Some things are more subtle. Like if all of a sudden your partner switches to Lean Cuisine, oh, they're definitely cheating. 100%.
100%. Every single time I broke up with somebody, I immediately dropped 15 pounds. It was like magic. Like I've never been able to do it since.
Yeah.
You know?
Bought a Peloton last week. Definitely cheating. 100%. They are cheating. They are cheating.
He blatantly just calls you another woman's name all the time. It's the same name, and it's not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They suddenly start exfoliating. If you weren't an exfoliator before, all of a sudden you're very concerned about your skin tone or anything like that. I'm going to get some lotions here so I don't age anymore. Oh, you are 100% cheating.
Your boyfriend or husband never wore cologne for you a day in his life, and all of a sudden he smells like Acqua di Gio.
That's a big one.
All the time. You're like, wait a minute. Wait, did you go to CVS and buy this? Wow.
More simple, if you've got the Al Bundy type, they all of a sudden start washing their car regularly. They're cheating. 100% cheating.
If they're over 60, I think.
I'm telling you.
Red flags that you're with a cheater. This woman went viral on TikTok because she was saying how she was going out with this guy, went over to his house for the first time, went in the bathroom, and found his wife's toothbrush and hair products. Like, duh. If you walk into somebody's house for the first time, you go into their bathroom, and it's clearly a woman lives there. Yeah, you're with a cheater.
Yeah, I would think that there was probably red flags that happened before that, too. You just got to keep your eyes open, Anna. All right? There's easy things all around you.
Red flags, you're with a cheater. 1-800-330-9999. Jessica?
They're definitely cheating if they iron their shirts.
Oh, like all of a sudden? He wasn't ironing the shirt before, but now he's ironing the shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. He's cheating. You better find out where he's going with that starched shirt right now. He's cheating.
Maybe he just likes his shirts ironed. Well, not if he didn't before. No. You're right. 100%.
He didn't develop that now. If he didn't get a new job or something like that, that is not a habit you develop. 100% he's cheating.
Yeah, you don't turn 29 one day and decide that I'm just going to iron all my shirts.
That's the day.
Yeah.
That's the day. Oh, look, I'm a grown-up now.
Yeah. James, what's a red flag that your significant other is cheating?
So we both have location sharing on, so that way we know if somebody's, you know, at the grocery store or coming home from work, so you can start making dinner or whatever. I would know if she turned off her location sharing for no reason.
Or she might be driving under an underpass right when you look. Or a tunnel. But you're right. That'd be a big red flag for a lot of people.
And I have friends that say that they don't like it because it's an invasion of privacy. They don't want anyone to know where they are at all times. And I'm like, if you go missing, don't you want your husband
right.
to know where you are?
Right.
Like, I want somebody to know where I am at all times.
At every single moment.
Yes.
Up to 3-meter range. That's it. Yes. Definitely in the immediate vicinity. I am with you.
Yeah. Victoria, what's a red flag that your significant other is cheating?
They text and then they put their phone face down on the table so I can't see who they're texting.
Mm. Do they giggle too? Because if they giggle...
No, but just less attention paid to what I'm saying in the moment and more attention on the text.
I don't think so. Sometimes I put the phone down because I don't want to see it. That's the truth, even when I respond to a message.
Am I the only naive person that, like, if I saw my husband doing that, I'd be like, he's probably texting somebody about my birthday gift. I'm dumb, right?
She's definitely playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
She's scrolling through useless photos on Facebook. While she does that, I can still watch whatever I want to. Oh, dumb Alaska show. Thanks. Here we go. Yeah, I'm not upset about that.
I know somebody that figured out that their wife was cheating because they checked the tolls. She was going through tolls to go meet the guy that she was having an affair with.
Yeah, bills are always tough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta pay attention to that. And of course, if you're one of those people that's going through the phone records, you're also insane. If he's 45 and just got his hair frosted, he got frosted tips, 100% he's cheating.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If they've scrubbed you from their social media to, quote, protect their brand.
Yeah.
Definitely cheating.
100% definitely cheating.
Yeah. If he drives a Porsche, he's cheating.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Every single one of them.
100%. Yes. Yes. If your wife asked you permission to kiss another man while wearing her wedding dress, the one that she married you in, would you be cool with that?
I mean, these circumstances are specific circumstances. And I think that if that was my life, then I'd have to be used to that idea. So explain.
So we are filming our holiday movie, our Christmas movie. It's called Santa's Second Wife. And if this is the first time you're hearing about it, you can go to santassecondwife.com or annaandraven.com. It's got all the information about the movie. But we're actually shooting right now. So we've been shooting over the last week. And one of the actresses in it has a scene where she wears a wedding dress. So when they were trying to do wardrobe and all of that, she was like, actually, I have my wedding dress. Why don't I pack it? And I will, like, I could wear it in the scene. But the thing is that she's in the scene, she's getting married, so she has to kiss another man. So she had to ask her husband permission. She's like, hey, I've got this movie shoot. Is it okay if I wear the wedding dress that I wore, but I'm going to kiss another guy in it? And I was like, she's telling me this. And I'm like, well, what did he say? And he's a director, too. So he was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, no big deal. Like, it's a different world. Because if I went to my husband and I was like, is it okay if I put on my wedding dress and I just kiss this guy? I'm relatively certain he would be like, are you serious right now?
I got to be. I mean, I think that if you were an actor.
Yeah, it's different.
You know, I think it's the same. Do they still call actresses? I think we just call everybody actors at this point. Either way. So if you're an actor, I mean, I wouldn't be asking on a case-by-case basis. I'd just be going to work.
Well, right, except that she's wearing her wedding dress.
Okay.
That's the difference. It's not like she's in, like, you know...
Somebody else's wedding dress. Vera Wang dressed her today.
Yeah, whoever.
And she's still going to ask permission.
Yeah, like, you know, costume design from Goodwill wedding dress. Like,
okay.
This is her wedding dress that she married and said vows with. I thought that was fascinating because I was like, huh, I don't know if my husband Paul would be cool with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have to ask permission for basically anything, and I don't feel like my wife does, but there are certain things that it's smarter if I do. Like, I have to ask if, like, a Tuesday is acceptable for me to have a bowl of ice cream.
Why?
Just because, like, she won't allow me to have that except for, like, on weekends. You know, like during the week, it's like, you know, bad boy. Like during the week, she's like super stringent on the food. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekend, she'll eat whatever she wants. Whereas me, I try and be more like steady, even keel. Whereas I'll just eat whatever I want pretty much every day.
So you're like a toddler.
Yeah.
So it's like when Hayden like wants to have dessert every day, then I have to explain to her that we don't have dessert every day.
Yeah.
We just have to have it in moderation and like enjoy it when we can.
Yesterday, I had to ask her whether or not I could have seconds of sausage and peppers.
Oh.
Just because I had a large plate with that. And I knew that I would have to ask because she made a salad to go with it, too. Mm-hmm. And again, if there's salads going on every day with the dinner, it means that she's on the healthy kick side.
Yes.
Which means that, again, I'm going to need some sort of permissions there.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing I was trying to think about it, because it's not so much permission as courtesy, I would say, in my household, you know, because we both work a lot. So a lot of times it's like, hey, I have to go to this on Wednesday. Will you be home? But really, I'm asking permission.
Yeah.
Like, is it okay that I'm going to go have a drink with my friend, you know, and you're going to have to rush home early from work and take care of the children? The only thing I always have to ask permission for is whenever I have to book a Disney trip, because that means we're probably going to have to refinance our house, you know? What was the last time you asked your spouse for permission for anything? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. What did you have to ask your spouse permission for?
I have to ask if I want to hang anything on a wall, usually, unless it's like a room that's been designated for me. Mm-hmm. Other than that, any decor, you know, questions or situations or anything like that, I have to ask her.
That makes me giggle because I'm like, oh, come on. But then I thought about it. Like, what if my husband just pulled up like a 1987 Yankees poster and just put it right in the middle of my kitchen? I'd be like, what are you doing?
Here's
you
the know? Thing. It wouldn't matter what he put up. He could put up a photo of you guys. I guarantee you, if he put it up without talking to you about it first, you'd hate it.
You're probably right.
I'm telling you.
1-800-330-9999. Matt, what did you ask your spouse permission for?
I always have to ask my wife if it's okay for me to go golfing with the boys. Mainly because every time I come back from golfing, I'm about 12 to 15 beers deep, and she has to take care of me for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, actually.
All right, it does?
I mean, if you're going to be 12 drinks deep, yeah, you're going to come back and be useless the rest of the day. It's a good idea to check it off, right? Just say, hey, listen, this is what I'm doing.
12 beers.
18 holes.
It's 18 holes.
And what is her reaction when you ask her?
Well, she's very pleased that I've come and asked her and not just hopped in the car and then showed up in an Uber and fell out like I have a couple of times before. So we're on the same page, you know?
Okay. All
right. I mean, that's what he thinks. Right? Mm-hmm.
Olivia, what did you ask your spouse for permission for?
I had to ask my spouse if it would be okay to foster another cat. Right now we have 6 cats, and I know that he's probably at his wit's end with all these cats running around, so one more would probably send him over the edge. So I always ask him permission.
At what number does he not even know that he thinks you're making it up, every one of them? Because at some number, I'm going to be like, wait a minute, is that it? And you'd be like, oh, no, that cat's been here. I'd be like, no, that cat has not been here. You'd be like, that cat has been living here for 16 months. I would not have an idea. Past a certain number, how am I supposed to know?
I'm like, are you sure there's not 13 cats here? Nope, there's 6. You just, nope.
Nicole, what did you ask your partner for permission for?
So basically, I asked him if I could create a Tinder account and just like chat with people on Tinder for fun and attention.
Really?
It really helps me hold plank while I'm working out, too, to like see how many...
Oh, my gosh.
What?
What? Okay.
I think it's harmless.
I mean, it is harmless enough if you have permission, right? And obviously, he granted permission, so.
Yeah, I think he thinks it's kind of sexy. Like, he has the password, too, so he can, like, go in and see stuff.
Okay. So, what? I mean, did he ask for anything in return, or this is just a shared experience for the two of you?
No, he didn't. He didn't ask for anything. I mean, he gets a lot in this situation.
Right.
But,
okay.
You know, this is a gateway drug.
It is to me, if my husband said, I just want to set up a fake Tinder account just for fun to mess around and do whatever, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Well, I mean, again, she has the power. It's her account and they're sharing it together. Does that change your opinion?
No, I think it's terrible.
It's a bonding experience.
You know what? I'm here. You have my support, Nicole. I mean, again, you guys talked about it. You went into it together. Eyes wide shut. Enjoy.
Thank you.
It could lead to some freaky deaky, though. Who knows?
I would never actually do that.
Yeah, what to say. 1-800-330-9999. What did you have to ask your spouse permission for? When was the last time you had to ask your spouse for permission to do something, get something? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Rob?
To hang out with an old high school friend that happens to be a female. Just didn't know if she felt weird about that. And, you know, we're old friends. So I just wanted to make sure she was comfy with that, you know?
That's cool, man. I give you credit for having the guts to ask. Because I'll run into friends of the opposite sex from years back. And it's nice to see them. And you're like, hey, you know, you'd like to talk to them or whatever. And you think to yourself, but it's not appropriate. They're involved, you're involved or whatever. Oh, God forbid somebody saw us or whatever and got all worked up about it.
Yep.
Or somebody, you know, that loves to gossip and be like, oh, my God, I saw them together. Even if you talk to them about it, like it could be a problem for one of you at one point.
100%.
Yeah.
With the exception, Raven, of you and two of our bosses, there is not one other guy I would go out to dinner or lunch with or be in a car with without letting my husband know first.
Right.
It just seems like common courtesy more than anything.
No, I totally get it. But you know what? It's those type of things, too, that make platonic relationships weird.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's good for you that you ask. Most of the time, I'd be like, oh, I'm never going to see you again. I'd just be like, I'm never going to see your face. So I'm not going to ask my wife because I'm not going to do that because that would be murder.
Kelly, what did you ask permission for from your spouse?
Well, he asked me for permission to get a motorcycle. And I said, absolutely not. I am not buying into that. There's no way. I'm pretty sure he's going through a midlife crisis.
I had motorcycles for over a decade. Rode dirt bikes all when I was younger, too. And I don't ride one now. I say it's my choice. Plenty of it is my choice. But my wife would have a freak out if I bought another bike right now. She doesn't like being on the back of them. She certainly doesn't want me to be on them.
I wouldn't be cool with Paul getting a motorcycle either, just because it's not convenient for the family. But you know what he keeps asking me? He doesn't have to ask permission. And I told him, if he wants it, just go get it.
Yeah.
But he wants a pickup truck. And I don't understand this guy, like the guy obsession with pickup trucks. Like, Paul, you're in finance. What do you need a pickup truck for? What are you lugging around?
This has been stages for him, though. So you guys got the house, right? Because before it was townhouse. Now you got the house. Now you're going to be looking for the second house. And you told me. He loves nothing more than to go to Home Depot on a Saturday night. He loves it. Pickup truck, natural progression for him.
He just wants to put lumber in the back and drive around?
I'm so proud of him.
It's so weird.
Get him a pickup truck. I love it.
I was like, we have to fit the kids and our stuff. Like, I guess if we want, but like, I don't understand why, but sure, I guess.
Yeah, he is really butching up, huh? Yeah. Proud of you, Paul. Good job.
Kenny, what did you ask your spouse permission for?
I had to ask my wife's permission if I could get another tattoo.
What'd she say?
Well, she wanted to see the design, and I showed it to her, and she approved.
Okay. What was it?
It was an eagle.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
What? So you wouldn't approve it was eagle?
No, I mean...
What would be okay? Your name?
My husband could do whatever he wants. Like, if he wanted to get a tattoo, he's so anti-tattoo, I feel like I would have to ask him for permission first before he would have to ask me.
What if he wanted to get, like, a sword? something just, you know, that you couldn't imagine that he would want to get, right? What if he wanted to get, like, a dagger or something like that?
I mean, I guess if you really, like, what are you going to do at this point? Like, you're going to say no? I don't know.
Maybe a tattoo of a pickup truck. Maybe that.
Yeah, maybe. An exotic Eurasian lynx from Europe has made national news after it was wandering Long Island, New York. Here's a woman from the news talking about what happened after they were able to find and secure the cat.
I was so happy, you know, that they found it safe and sound. I'm an animal lover. I'm partial to cats. It's not an everyday you see an exotic cat.
It's not.
Is she in a helium tank?
No. Just loves cats.
Okay.
And here is the vet that took care of the Eurasian lynx once it was brought to her.
After a few hours, it seemed friendly. It was interesting because it was putting its head up against the cage, almost like it wanted you to pet him. Needless to say, hours later, it is not so friendly anymore. It's angry, it's hissing, it's swatting. It's doing what you would expect a wild cat to do.
I mean, that cat was laying a trap. Uh-huh. Get closer.
Uh-huh.
I'll take care of you.
So the big question that everyone is still asking across the country is, how did it get to America? Luckily, we knew exactly what to do. Welcome to Uncovered, the Anna and Raven Mystery Cat Series podcast. Funding for this podcast is in thanks to absolutely no one. No one wants to invest in our cat mystery podcast. How did an elusive exotic cat from Europe end up in America on Long Island?
It started with a video that went viral. An almost unbelievable sight. A Eurasian lynx wandering a suburban town. Lost. Hungry. On the prowl.
I was sitting in my toilet and cracked the window and I saw it eating my garbage in the driveway. At first I thought it was a giant leopard-spotted rat, but then I immediately knew it was a Eurasian lynx.
But how did it get there? Detective producer John.
Our best guess is time travel or the upside down like on Stranger Things. It very much resembles the scene in Back to the Future where they climb into the DeLorean and go 88 miles per hour.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
It was determined that time travel was the most plausible explanation. This wasn't just a Eurasian lynx. It was a Eurasian lynx from medieval times.
When I approached the cat, it seemed nice, but then it took out a sword and threatened to slice my head off in the name of Bertha of Kent.
We called for backup and showed up on the scene to find a Eurasian cat hoisting a sword like it was the Green Knight from medieval times.
How would they capture this beast?
We bought 6 cases of fancy feast to lure him closer and then challenged him to a joust. As he prepared his lance and put his helmet on, we just threw a blanket over his head. But when we went to uncover him and sedate him, he had vanished.
On the next episode of Uncover, the Anna and Raven Master Cat Podcast, where is Garfield?
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? Up first, olive oil. Why? You guessed it. There's a shortage.
Italian extra virgin olive oil, 100%, you're going to be challenged to find it. Production is down by 57%.
That's a lot.
What are you guys doing?
Well, actually, what happened is in Puglia, which is a part of Italy that does 40% of the olives for the olive oil in the country, there was a massive 2018 storm and bacteria infection that killed a lot of those trees. So that's why it's finally catching up. But here's the crazy part. Prices will double. If you know anything about olive oil, it's already expensive.
Yeah,
now
that's
it's going to be more.
Well, they said 100% olive oil. Here's the thing. Most people I know, they ain't on the 100% olive oil train.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
I know, but they're on the fake olive oil. You know what I mean? Like the olive oil that you get that comes in a plastic jar or a plastic bottle, and you can find it at any grocery store out there. Like, that's not real, legitimate 100%. And by the way, they're putting sawdust in your Parmesan cheese if you're getting it at the store, too.
Buy the real stuff. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Also trending, the new term that people are using about their jobs is called quietly quit. What exactly is quietly quit? This is a guy on TikTok explaining it as best he can.
I recently learned about this term called quiet quitting, where you're not outright quitting your job, but you're quitting the idea of going above and beyond. You're still performing your duties, but you're no longer subscribing to the hustle culture mentality that work has to be your life.
Basically, you do the bare minimum to get by, and then you just kind of float, which I feel like was what 90% of people do half the time anyway.
Right. You quit by sucking. You suck at your job and that's it. You're going to continue to suck at your job and just not do any better. I mean, if that's how people want to live their lives nowadays, I guess. I can't relate to that. Like, you have to, if you're showing up every day, if you're waking up every day, if you're getting dressed and going to something, like, it's already occupying your time. It doesn't take any less of your time if you don't do it well.
So basically, this came up because during the pandemic, when people were working from home, they worked so much more and they kind of created this environment and expectations that the day doesn't end at a certain time. It goes all through the night. You're working from home. You're going above and beyond all the time. So it's basically people saying, hey, this is what my job entails. This is my job description. And that's all I'm doing so I can live my life.
You know what? It sounds to me like people are just crying. The fact is that, again, you look around and there's things not working all over the place. And the reason being is because everybody's just like, no, I did enough. I did enough. And now it's me time. Okay.
Also trending, Batgirl. This is sad. So Warner Brothers has shelved Batgirl. They spent $90 million to make this movie and they're not going to release it. Like, ever. They're never going to release it.
Who was going to be Batgirl?
Leslie Grace. She was in The Heights. She was on In the Heights. I don't know. There's a lot of conflicting.
Did they say why?
Well, I've read like a million different articles about it. And it's interesting because some articles say that they previewed it to audiences. Yeah. And the audiences that they previewed that it was terrible.
Just not a good movie.
It was not a good movie, and that they didn't want to like kind of sink down the brand to that.
Yeah, the label.
Yeah. But other people say that it has to do with taxes, like that the amount of taxes and that they weren't going to make the return on it because it got pushed back so many times because of COVID and additional fees. It was $50 million over budget and crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, but we hear about these budgets on movies all the time. So the movie must have stank because if it was any good, they'd feel like they were going to make it back.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know. Like, I hear the whole taxes thing. I hear about not wanting to lose more money.
I've never heard that in relation to a movie before in my life. So I got to guess that that is not real.
That's what Variety is reporting, which is pretty, I mean, pretty accurate, I would think. But I don't know. But this is a movie that had Michael Keaton as Batman. It had Brendan Fraser as a new villain. Like, it had a lot of hype around it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know what. Doesn't matter because we're never going to see it. No.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just have to decide who's right. Dina and Cliff. Dina, what's going on?
Yeah, so we hired a handyman who came with great reviews to do our deck, our back deck. And one day I ran out to get groceries, and when I come back, the handyman is taking a nap on our couch. And so it just was really weird to me. I didn't wake him up or anything. I let him finish the nap, and he did go back to work afterwards. But I want to fire him because I think that's unprofessional, and I don't like the idea of having somebody I don't know in my house taking a nap when we're not home.
It's weird.
Yeah, that would be a little bit weird. What did he say? He didn't say anything about it?
No, nothing.
Cliff, what's your side of this?
I think it's not a big deal. It's not like he snuck into the house. He had access to the bathroom. He maybe sat down to tie a shoe and he like accidentally fell asleep. But I just think, as usual, she's overreacting. And it's a pain in the butt to try and find a good contractor or somebody who can do this kind of work. And he's doing an amazing job. It's at a really, really good price. Like, I don't want to find somebody new. It's just a little nap on the couch. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
God, good contractors are hard to find. And in a handyman is, you know, he's probably running around doing multiple jobs. I want to just understand his position. I mean, right, if he's got access to the house, he's not slipping the door, and he didn't make a mess, and then he got up and he went back to work. Strange as it is, I think I'd probably let the guy continue his job, too. I don't know. Am I crazy, Anna?
Yes, because he should have went in his car. Like, nobody understands more than, like, you're so exhausted that you have to close your eyes for 10 minutes more than I do. But you go in your car. You don't go onto somebody's couch when they're not there.
You heard it, Cliff. Cliff said he fell asleep. He bent over to tie a shoe or something. He just passed out. It's
been
really hot. I don't know about where you guys are, but it's been really hot. You know, maybe just a little bit of heat stroke. Handyman, is this an older guy?
Let me ask you all this. Does your work pay you to nap on the job? If your boss caught you napping, would they just let you get away with that? Or would they talk to you? I mean, what's the protocol? Because in my book, you're not allowed to nap on the job.
I mean, come on. Like, if I'm doing a good job at my work and there's, you know, and I'm getting everything done on time, it doesn't matter if I close my eyes or not. Nobody's up my butt
Who's
about
to say
every
he's doing a good
thing.
Job, though? He's still got two
I
days
am.
Left
this
at the
is my
job.
Deck. Well, yeah, I mean, you can't finish a deck overnight.
I mean, you're not paying a guy hourly, though. You're paying him by a job, right? So, I mean, obviously, if he snoozes out for an hour or whatever, it's not like he's punching a clock. He's there to build your deck. I don't know. I mean, again, I agree with you. It'd be weird. It would be a sight.
Valid question, though. How old is the guy?
I'd say like 68. Early 60s.
Okay.
You know, again, it's been hot. I don't know.
All
He's
right.
like, this is a really nice couch.
Would you rather have a man sleep on the couch or a man be dead outside because he was sleepy and he fell over
there
and cracked his old head open?
Well, perfect. Way to crystallize it there, Cliff.
All right, maybe you agree with Cliff. This really isn't that big of a deal. And if he's doing the job well, then why would you penalize him for it? But you may say Dina's side, too. He didn't address it. He didn't say anything. And he just slept on their couch. And maybe that's reason enough to get rid of the guy.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
What would you do if you had hired a contractor to come to your house to build a deck, right? And they're doing the work and they're cool. They have access to your house. They have to go to the bathroom, whatever. And then you come home. And the guy's sleeping on your couch. That's exactly what happened to Dina and Cliff. And Dina was like, all right. She just ignored him. And then eventually he woke up and went back to work. But now she's like, we got to get rid of this guy. Cliff, he disagrees.
Cliff says, listen, the work is good. You know, it's been really warm outside. He's in his upper 60s. Again, his work has been fantastic. He came with great reviews. He probably just needed a break. He probably just got tired at that point. Again, it's been super, super hot out there. Would you rather have the guy pass out on your couch for a half hour? Would you rather have him pass out dead in the backyard?
Oh,
his exact words.
Yeah, what do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on Cliff's side, 100%. It's been super hot. He's old. And, you know, it's very hard to find a contractor today that's doing good work. So it'll be a lot tougher. You know, I'm sure she's a little creeped out about it, but he probably just
needed a break.
Exhaustion or something.
Yeah, he needed a break.
Yeah, he needed a break.
Finding a contractor is hard. I mean, when you think about the different contractor stories that are out there, if your guy taking a nap on your couch is the worst story that you got, I could find a lot worse.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. You hire a contractor. He's got great reviews. He comes highly recommended. He's doing a great job building your deck. Then you come home one day and you see him sleeping on your couch. You say, what? What do you do in that situation?
Yeah, I had a team of contractors at one point. They were putting a roof and siding on my house, and the guy used to always be asleep in his car out front of my house. Here's the thing. That doesn't sound all that crazy, except he would be doing that half the day. Turned out that he actually had some sort of addiction, and he wasn't doing the work. This is an older gentleman that's working on Cliff and Dina's house. The deck is coming out fantastic. You caught him snoozing for a half hour. Cliff says, there's no way we're firing this guy. Come on.
Dina's like, he was on our couch. On our couch. I came home and he was sleeping on our couch. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Subi, whose side are you on?
Of course, with the husband, because these people are really hard to find. And, you know, even though he's a contractor, there's not a contract that says that he can take a nap in the job. He's not getting paid by the hour. So it's not a big deal.
You know, I understand that you're thinking to yourself, you're getting paid to do a job. But, you know, have a little bit of human kindness. That's all. Have a little bit of kindness.
Exactly.
Rev, whose side are you on?
I got to say, I'm on a husband's side. I feel like it's not really a big deal, but I think they should address it, though. Just, you know, talk to the guy and tell him, hey, that's not cool to sleep on my couch. But, you know, I don't think it's warranted to fire the guy.
I'm sure he was embarrassed. I mean, right? I mean, I'm sure the guy was embarrassed, and that's why he didn't address it immediately. I would certainly make mention of it. But again, if the deck's looking pretty good, I want that job done. I want it done.
I don't know if he's embarrassed. Wait, why? I feel like older guys, they sleep everywhere. They don't care.
I mean, it's a customer's house. Most likely, he either A, didn't expect to sleep there, or B, he certainly didn't expect to be caught.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. Yes, it's weird, but I mean, you know, maybe there's a reason he had to take a nap. Maybe there's a medical thing. Maybe he had something going on last night. Also, you have lunch breaks. You have 15-minute breaks. It's not that big a deal. It's weird. But not that big a deal.
Anna and I know better than most that if you have 5-10 minutes, like, we could fall asleep anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Any conditions, anywhere we're sitting. It doesn't take laying down or whatever. Any time of day, we definitely could.
Yeah, I had. When my kids were little, I took naps in inventory at lunch.
Right.
I thought about taking a nap during that last commercial break.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Cliff, our audience agreed with you. I mean, should you address it? Yes. Maybe ask him not to sleep on your couch? Yes. But you should not fire him over it.
Yeah, I think maybe next time I'll just say, hey, buddy, you know, if you're feeling tired, come on in. That way it's not so weird.
Yeah, offer him your bed.
Put a nice chaise lounger underneath one of the trees and a cooler, a couple waters. Water might be a good
idea. There you go.
It's been hot. Dina, you going to be all right?
Yeah, I mean, my next question, I guess, would be leave a review and say, just beware that he naps occasionally, randomly. I mean,
no, he would much rather you confronted him. He doesn't want a bad review. Trust me, not in this day and age. He would be much rather that you confronted him. he'd be happier if you wrestled him on your property over this situation than to leave a bad review.
Okay. All right.
All right, if you got a problem, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven Cash jackpot is $800 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, Sean, you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm all set.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room?
Sure, good luck, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Raven's walking out of here, Sean. So when that door closes, he can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Number one, Angelina Jolie celebrated her daughter Zahara's college acceptance to Spelman College by posting a video of them doing the electric slide. Spelman is a historically black college for women. What city is it in?
Chicago.
Number two, Boyz II Men came up short on their episode of Celebrity Family Feud after the question was, name a month spelled with 5 letters. They said August and July. Name a month spelled with 5 letters.
April.
Number three, Polestar released a list of the top touring artists worldwide since the 1980s based on ticket sales. The top three are U2, Dave Matthews Band, and the band that sings Satisfaction and Gimme Shelter. Who is that?
I don't know.
Number four, Batgirl has been shelved by Warner Brothers and it will not be released. Michael Keaton was cast to reprise what role?
Batman.
At number five, Monica Lewinsky asked Beyonce to remove her name from her song Partition after she removed another term that was considered offensive from one of her new songs. In 1999, Monica released a fashion line of what?
Dresses.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Let's rock and roll. 2 out of 5.
Not
Sean.
Too great, man. $800. Let's see how I do, Sean.
Number one, Angelina Jolie celebrated her daughter Zahara's college acceptance to Spelman College by posting a video of them doing the electric slide. Spelman is historically a black college for women, but what city is it in?
I don't know. I'll just take a shot and say Atlanta.
Atlanta's right.
Yeah. Oh, what? Come on.
Number two.
Look at me.
All God. Right. Number two. Boyz II Men came up short on their episode of Celebrity Family Feud after the question was, name a month spelled with 5 letters, and they responded August and July.
I mean, I love their singing, though.
Name a month spelled with 5 letters.
How about March?
March, yes. Okay. Number three. Polestar released a list of top touring artists worldwide since the 80s based on ticket sales. Top three, U2, Dave Matthews Band, and the band that sings Satisfaction and Gimme Shelter. Who is that?
It's got to be the Stones.
Yes. Number four, Batgirl has been shelved by Warner Brothers and it won't be released. Michael Keaton was cast to reprise what role?
Batman.
Yes. At number five, Monica Lewinsky asked Beyonce to remove her name from her song Partition after she removed another term that was considered offensive from one of her new songs.
That's like 5 for this album, I heard.
In 1999, Monica released a fashion line of what?
It was purses, right? Handbags?
Yes. I didn't think you'd know that one.
Oh, I know everything.
All right, Sean, I'm sorry. He beat you 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Sean. I can't be Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Sean. Hold on.
Better luck next time, man. Enjoy that shirt. $900 tomorrow, Anna Zapp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.